You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Simon Antropos here on RNIB Connect Radio, finding out what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Simon, and thank you for joining me this week.
Hi, Toby. Good to be with you.
At the moment, all of us here at the RNIB are preparing for our mid-year reviews, something which you are going to be doing, Simon, as Chief Executive with Anna Tyler, our Chair of Trustees. And I thought now would be a good time to maybe look back over the first 6 months or so in your role. And I suppose, what would you say have been the highlights for you so far, both internally and externally, as we have had Victoria Smurfit take up the baton of RNIB President, and we also, of course, have a new Labour Prime Minister with Andy Burnham too. So what would you say have been the highlights so far, both internally and externally?
Yeah, thanks, Toby. You're right. I'm 6+ months in the role, and this is such a fantastic organisation. It's a real honour and source of pride for me to be the Chief Executive here at RNIB. I suppose, look, if I'm honest, the thing that I have enjoyed most is meeting the people that we serve, you know, meeting blind and partially sighted people. It's a really important part, I think, of being a chief executive, is properly connecting in with our customers. And I've found that inspiring and challenging and exciting in equal measure, and a real reminder of the task that is in front of us as the leading organization supporting blind and partially sighted people. So that's been great. I've really enjoyed meeting people. It's been really inspiring to visit some of the services that we provide. You know, I've spent time on the helpline, visited ECLO, Eye Care Liaison Officer Services, you know, understood more about Talking Books program and the work that we do across the whole organisation. Only recently, I sat in on a Living Well with Sight Loss session, and that was really revealing, and it's a stark reminder of the responsibility that we all have to make sure that blind and partially sighted people get the support, information, advice and guidance that they need to live the life that they choose. So those have been the real highlights, Toby. And of course, you know, we get to meet great people. I've had the chance to meet with the secretary for the DWP. You know, met Victoria Smurfit, that's great. But the real joy is getting out and meeting people, of course.
And I know, Simon, you are off for a well-earned break for the next couple of weeks. And I suppose when you return, what are the main things that you might be looking forward to seeing develop within the organisation, whether that's projects or various other things that will make a real difference to the lives of visually impaired people? And dare I mention Christmas at this time?
I know, that it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, I go away at the end of August, beginning of September. I come back mid-September. Before you know it, it's October, and we're looking towards Christmas. It's an amazing shift, isn't it, from the warm, hot summer that we've had to maybe a cooler autumn. But look, there's a lot going on in this organisation. Your listeners will have heard me talk about the importance of having real clarity about why RNIB exists and what we should really focus on to deliver real change for blind and partially sighted people. And we've done some great work in the last 6 or 7 months to get some real clarity around our purpose. And we have that now. And what we really need to do now, so when I come back mid-September, we will be focusing on how we bring our purpose to life, the difference we want to see for blind and partially sighted. So that's our number one priority. I want this organisation to, you know, continue to build on the real respect and love for it. We need to be the most trusted authority when it comes to sight loss. And we need to make sure that we're delivering the right kind of services to help blind and partially sighted people. One of the things, just to talk to you about briefly, Toby, that keeps me awake at night is the 600,000 or so people who are sitting on the NHS eye care waiting list, waiting for an opportunity to get an eye care appointment. And during that time, people can feel anxious and worried and concerned. I talked with somebody the other day who was feeling that. And sight can deteriorate or even be lost. And I think, you know, we need to do something about that as RNIB. We need to stand up for those individuals and make sure that the NHS and the government understands how important it is that we get that waiting list down, as well as provide real strong, helpful guidance, support and advice. And, you know, think about the things that affect blind and partially sighted people on a day-to-day basis and get those systems and barriers changed as well. So there's a lot for us to do. We're building towards a really clear plan. And by Christmas, dare I say it, we will be much further down the process of being able to implement some of the things that we feel are important in terms of delivering on our purpose.
Well, you will find a wide range of information and advice on living with sight loss on the RNIB website. That's rnib.org.uk. And you can always call the RNIB helpline for advice on 0303 123 9999 or use your smart device to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Simon, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio. And do have a good break too.
Thanks, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.